T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
Houston Texans fire their head coach, David Culley, and the news is popping, man. We've been on air 2 hours, and we've had breaking news. Tyler Milner's voice is in there. His voice is going out, so we're going to keep him off the airways for a while here. But the Texans fire their head coach, David Culley, and shortly after that, they fire their offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly, who David Culley, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, multiple times has said that Tim Kelly is 100% coming back, and none of the poor offense is to blame on Tim Kelly. Both of those guys no longer with the Houston Texans. We'll keep you posted on who's next. I would imagine there's going to be some more names coming down the pipe here. An offensive-minded head coach fired, the offensive coordinator fired. The staff below them has to be in question and be wondering whether they're going to be here another year. Some of them, as I've said, I think Pep Hamilton's been out, wanted out. I think he's chunked the deuce a while ago. But we'll see if any of that news breaks. Tyler Milner on there, he is on it right now. The two most recent reports on the Houston Texans front is from Adam Schefter, Patriots linebacker coach Jerod Mayo is expected to emerge as a leading candidate for the Houston Texans head coach job, per sources. Now, I would imagine there's going to be a lot of reports come out per sources. I personally believe that the ones that are tied to potential head coaches that have a Patriot background, I think those are the ones that we need to pay really, really close attention to. The other coach that's being reported to be on in the sights of the Houston Texans as someone they'll definitely pursue and interview is the Miami Dolphins head coach, former head coach, Brian Flores. And he was the initial coach that was reported to be targeted by the Houston Texans. No surprise, we got two reports here, both of them from coaches that have ties to the New England Patriots. So I'll start with Brian Flores because Brian Flores was the first coach reported, and I firmly believe, hell, I think he's on the top of every
allotted list.
There's 8 jobs now open. I would imagine that Brian Flores is in the top 3 at damn near every one of them spots.
He should be.
Right. He should be in the conversation.
He's probably at the top at a lot of them.
I like this hire. I like this. I like Brian Flores. I don't love Brian Flores. Brian Flores won 19 games in the last 2 years. Brian Flores is, as you said earlier, 4-2 versus Belichick. And more importantly than any of that, to be completely honest with you, is when I hear Brian Flores speak, which I have a lot because he's been the head coach with the Miami Dolphins over the last 3 years, when I hear him speak, I hear leader of men. I see a guy that in the locker rooms that I sat in, which are very similar to the ones Houston Texans sat in, we were 5-11 3 straight years, and when I went to the Dolphins, we weren't much better than that. I hear a guy that locker room would respect immediately. I hear a guy that I believe could manage through the adversity that comes with a rebuild when I hear and when I see Brian Flores speak. I've watched his defenses play. He's a defensive-minded head coach. I've watched his defenses play. Even in the moments when they weren't, a top defense, because I went back and looked at some numbers. Brian Flores never had a top 10 defense. I think in the big categories, total yards, passing yards, rush yards, and points allowed, I think he was top 10 only one time in Miami. He was only there 3 years, so I'm not banging him. I'm just saying he was only the top 10 in scoring, I think, in his second year. But he always had solid defenses. He's always been a solid defensive coordinator. I believe in what he does defensively, Show. I believe that this is a guy that should be and deserves to be on the short list of not only the Texans, but all the other organizations that don't have a head coach.
Yeah, I love him. He feels like Mike Tomlin to me. It feels like that type. It's just the concern when you have a defensive-minded coach is the offensive coordinator and the guys that run the offense. And when Mike Tomlin has had pretty good guys, and Tomlin has had a Hall of Fame quarterback for at least 16, like maybe barring the last 2 years, he's had a Hall of Fame level quarterback. And when he's had really good guys working with him, Bruce Arians, they were at the top. Even it worked well when Todd Haley was there. Worked well. Then when he got lesser coordinators that didn't work as well with Ben, their offensive suffered. But they were still playoff teams. You could just see the difference when he didn't have the top guy at coordinator. So I think that's the only concern for me with him. But I think he is a dude that run the team, have the players respect as soon as they walk in, and he is a head coach that's a winner. It's just the offensive side, he's got to hit that, and you got to know when you have him, he's probably got to hit it more than once because you're not keeping coordinators that are successful in offense.
It's Ron, the show, Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610. The Houston Texans fire their head coach, David Culley, and their offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly. And Brian Flores, former Miami Dolphins head coach, is rumored to be targeted by the Texans as their next head coach, or at least as an interview. And one other name that's been thrown out there as of late, Adam Schefter, is Jerod Mayo, linebackers coach for the New England Patriots. So this is one that, man, I hope they don't go this direction. Jerod Mayo was a first-round pick of the New England Patriots, played with the Patriots from 08 to 15, won two Super Bowls as a player, and then became their inside linebackers coach in 2019. He's been a linebackers coach, not even a coordinator, nothing like that. He's been a linebacker coach in the league for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we're talking about him being on the short list of head coach candidates. I'm not a fan of that move. I'm more of I call it traditional if you want. I would like to see a guy work his way up and be able to manage an offense or a defensive unit and that staff, if you will, before I say, yeah, come be my head coach. I don't like the Texans dipping their toe in the water of a position coach that's only been a coach in the NFL for 2 years and that guy possibly being the next head coach for the Houston Texans. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't love Jerod Mayo, but it sounds much more on brand and makes much more sense to me for the Texans. Than Brian Flores. This is we had John McClain earlier, and he broke the story. He was on with us at like 2:15, so if you want to check that out, you can go check that out. But what he said was, it feels like, you know, they would want somebody that they can have input with. And Jerod Mayo, to me, feels more like a guy they could have input with everything you just talked about. A guy that probably wouldn't get a head coaching job right now from anyone else. I know he's been interviewed by the Broncos, but I don't know if he'd get a head coaching job from anywhere else. And this is a guy they know that they could have a lot more input with than they would with a Brian Flores.
Omaha! Blue! I want to make sure everybody knows out there, stay on top of sportsradio610.com because Brandon Scott does a hell of a job. He's already put up a list, and I want to read these to you guys because we just talked about the two most recent reported coaches that the Texans will be dialed in on in Brian Flores and Jerod Mayo. But there is a long list, and Brandon Scott of sportsradio610.com has compiled a list and has an article on sportsradio610.com that's he's done a hell of a job, very thorough. Here's some of the names. Lovie Smith is a guy that we're all familiar with. Obviously, he's a defensive coordinator here with the Houston Texans right now. Bubba Ventrone, he played with the New England Patriots, played for the New England Patriots from 05 to 08. He is currently the special teams coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. Everybody, all the Texans fans out there should be familiar with him from the last last year. Hell, when the Texans were going through this, Matt Eberflus was on the short list. Love that possibility. Jerod Mayo, again, the linebackers coach, currently for the New England Patriots. Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, currently for the New England Patriots. Brian Flores, that's a list. Anybody other than Brian Flores and Jerod Mayo stick out to you there, Show?
Well, not Bubba Ventrone.
I like the name. I'm here for the name Ventrone.
Yeah,
we could work with that a bit. I'm with you though. Yeah, that seems a little bit far fetched.
I mean, stick out for me. Like Matt Eberflus sticks out. Like that's a guy who has run a unit, right? Like he has been under an offensive minded coach. And
right.
He has run a unit, and he has run a unit successfully. That unit year in and year out is generally not the reason why they lose games, and they've been pretty good. He's shown to do it with okay talent. Then
yeah.
He got Buckner and Leonard, and shown to do it with big time talent. So I like him as a name, but I don't think that is kind of the route that they want to go.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head, Show. It's hard to have a conversation about this situation right now and not think about it through the Texans' eyes, because I'm with you. I think Matt Eberflus would be a great hire. I think Eric Bieniemy would be a great hire. I think if we're just generally talking about head coaches out there, I think Doug Peterson is on top of my list. He's my number one in terms of head coach hire right now that's available. I really like Doug Peterson, and you know, but that's not reality. I don't believe. For the Texans. I mean, you look at the list that the Jacksonville Jaguars have interviewed, I mean, 7-8 people already. And it's everybody from Byron Leftwich to Todd Bowles to Doug Peterson to Jim Caldwell.
To Bill O'Brien.
I mean, they're interviewing people from all different walks of life. The Patriots, I just believe, and according to the reports that are out there, if you want to believe the sources, everything's unfolding in a direction that most of us believe is, man, it's going to be tunnel vision on somebody with some kind of Patriot ties, whether you like it or not.
I got a top four, and only one of them is even remotely a possibility, and I don't even believe it. Like, I don't even believe it. Brian Flores is the only one that I have in my top four that I think has a remote chance. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because there are reports out and there's a relationship with them. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that would look great. I just don't know. All right, if you're just jumping in, Tim Kelly as offensive coordinator, he is out. Before that, David Culley as head coach, he is out. Sweeping moves being made. We're about to enter another new era of Texans football, which was a new era from last year, as they're replacing those guys. We'll keep you updated. Remember, we are going to have a roundtable tonight right here on Sports Radio 610, starting at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Everybody will be a part of it, so stay tuned for that. All right, there was one big thing, the big takeaway, the number one takeaway from all of this we'll discuss next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
David Culley gone. Tim Kelly gone.
Oh, my goodness.
David Culley is out as the head coach of the Houston Texans. 713-572-4610. You can text in, call in. This is a day for you as well.
And Whiskey Myers is still kicking ass.
That's right.
Come on down.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see what the
Coors Light. Let's do this. Oh, my bad.
The Texans will be kicking ass here in a bit. We'll see what their next moves are. Your thoughts on where this comes about with the Texans moving forward. And, Clint, I know the big thing, and I'm seeing it on social and I'm seeing it on TV, is I think the number one thing from a national perspective is the Texans are they're getting crushed on this one. They are not being talked about in a positive light. This is not like a situation where, hey, the Texans, they had to move on, and now they're in the right space of moving forward to getting their organization on to the right spot. It is more of a negative feel for the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's convenient, right? I mean, if you want to be mad at the Texans about hiring David Culley, so be it. If you want to be mad at the Texans for creating the situation that they've created that's led to today, then so be it. If you want to be mad at them, for screwing up the Deshaun Watson deal, ownership botching all kind of processes, and Jack Easterby still being here, and Nick Caserio, some of the decisions he's made, hey, so be it. I get it. Totally understand. If that's the conversation, then let's have it and let's bash on them. Firing David Culley is not something that should be the Texans should be crushed for. Look at what the guy did. Look at where he fell short. Look at who's available. It was time to move on from David Culley, and the Texans should not be crushed for it. It's not a fair business. It never has been a fair business. Players get cut all the time, and we don't run around talking about whether it's fair or not. Coaches get fired all the time. We don't run around talking about if it's fair or not. Ultimately, David Culley left a lot to be desired, even with the low bar of a bridge-the-gap head coach, left a lot to be desired and failed miserably at some of the most basic head coach duties on a consistent basis. And whether they've got their guy and it was time to move on, or they've had enough of David Culley and it's time to move on, either way, it was time to move on.
Agreed. David Culley is not a head coach. We've been talking about it and preaching it, and I know I have been saying he should not be – you don't give him another year. I sat here with McClain, who said like he felt like he should have gotten a second year. But to me, the Texans, I think it's hard not to crush him, right? I think it is. It's hard not to. And I think where I get to it from my standpoint is somehow – the Texans are in a worse situation than they were before they hired David Culley. And it ain't David Culley's fault. They're in a worse situation before they hired David Culley by the way they look around the league and the situation they are. They had a chance to rip everything and start over last year when they fired Bill O'Brien. They got to start everything over. And now they've pretty much wasted a year to me. When you're looking at the candidates they're potentially could bring in, now they got to completely start the whole process over. Now Davis Mills is going to, if he's going to have a chance to be your starter, I don't know if it's the verbiage or whatever, but he's going to be learning a brand new offense from a brand new person again. So he's going to have a second offensive coordinator and a second coach, and potentially, maybe not, but potentially learn another offense altogether with him. And I just think you look at this situation, they had a chance to start over last year. Now they're starting over back-to-back years, and however it happens, yes, I agree, they had to let him go, but they've put themselves in a situation where they're worse off today than they were when they hired David Culley, which means they're taking steps backwards in the rebuild instead of going forward. And that to me is the big story to me is, yeah, they did what they had to do, but now they're in this zone, and now they're in this space, and they're in a worse place than they were before that, and that was even hard for me to fathom last year when they hired David Culley, that a year from now they wouldn't be taking steps forward. As you would say, they are still out with the they're still digging.
Where do you think they took steps back?
Well, they have to start everything over. They've got to start they've cleaned house. They're starting completely over with their coaching staff. I would imagine, we know offensively they're gonna start over at least with new people there, and they look even worse with the league, so that means potential free agents. And I know we could say money talks, but potential free agents and how people view things, and now the people running it even look, may not be, but look even more incompetent than they did prior to the hire of David Culley, because they sat in front of this guy's face and said, yeah, we'll put him in there against other guys. So I think around the league, they look worse. And it just when you're starting over after you just started over the year before and completely changing all of that, I just don't think you're taking steps forward.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know if there's been a whole lot of that we can see. I think if you ask them, they'll tell you the culture, the foundation, all the turnover on the roster and all that kind of jive was progress, and it was movement in the right direction, which I do think is important behind the scenes stuff. But we, and damn sure the fan base, don't want to hear it and don't care about that. But yeah, look, I think when you decide to hire a bridge the gap coach the way that they did with David Culley, there was going to be a reset button hit to some degree, whether it's a year in or 2 years in or 3 years in. I think there was going to be a reset button hit. I don't know that many. I disagree with people that thought that there's a report out there that people are, you know, somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody said something about it was going to be a 1 year, one and done the whole time, reportedly. I don't agree with that. 1 year is awfully, awfully quick. But it turned out that way. So yeah, I mean, look, man, today is progress. In my opinion, today is progress. For me, I can't go, well, a year ago, there's a conversation there to be had, but for me personally, this is who you are today and where you are today as a Houston Texans.
Like, this is a happy day for you as a Texan.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
I could see the part of it where they're moving. Like, there's a part of it of, all right, yes, this is a happy day because they potentially will get better at head coach. But then the other part of that is, God, the same people who made that call are making this call
again.
Well,
they're not going anywhere. I mean, they're not. So whatever happens, whatever happens.
They're not going anywhere, but how do you feel like, woo, all right, here we go. There it is. Now we're back at it with those same guys who thought he was the guy.
Well, that's nobody. They never thought that he was the guy. No, nobody ever. You really think that they sat across the table from David Culley and said, yep, this is the dude.
Why would they bring him in to embarrass?
Because nobody else would take the job. Because you had the most dysfunctional organization in the world.
You don't think Lovie would have taken that job?
I'm not gonna guess. I'm just saying, like, that whatever it was.
But you're guessing when you say nobody else would take that job. You're guessing.
No, there's reports out there that there was the young coaches, none of the young coaches wanted the job because they wanted to hire the offensive staff. So people walked out on it and didn't want it. I mean, there's reports out there on that.
And there's reports that Leslie Frazier and Jim Caldwell would have taken the job.
I'm not sure about that. You might want to circle back on that. I'm pretty sure that Jim Caldwell is one of them that said, you ain't hiring my offensive staff. I'm pretty sure. But however, the point is that there's David Culley. They never looked at David Culley and said, yes, this is the dude to take us to the Super Bowl. Do you think that?
I don't know what they did. All I know is they hired him and they brought him in here to run their organization and to be to have some sort of say-so in their staff to be over this group when they're starting a rebuild, and then they then put them out. They're gone the next year. Deservedly so, they're gone the next year, right? So now we're starting all the way over again to bring somebody else in, and who we're starting all the way over with are the same people who made those decisions. Like, I get the part of, all right, he is gone, David Culley is out. Yes, I mean, that's easy, but I don't know how many people out there can get past the point of, man, these jokers looked at him and sat across from him and said, and I don't care how you're looking at it. Bridge the gap, lead us the way, right? Like if you're going into it anyway with the thought of not let me do some real work and really interview a lot of candidates to find who is a real head coach, as opposed to, hey, let's do this bridge the gap thing. Let's just get a dude. Like, you're gonna do that. I question that off the rip. And then you're going to say, all right, we're going to go to this bridge the gap. If that was the game plan, that was it?
Now we're talking about the GM and the management, and we're talking about the bridge, the plan. We're talking about firing David Culley. Those are totally different conversations. Like, are we confident in the Texans and this group being able to find the next guy? Probably not. But that doesn't have anything. Firing Dave, that's not a reason to keep David Culley.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not even. I'm past the keeping. We agree that David Culley, that he is not a head coach. They needed him to go. The move that then comes into your mind has to be, all right, yes, they let go of David Culley. They let him go. Now what the hell are they going to do? God, who are they going to hire? Who are they going to bring in? Like when you make the move, you're thinking to yourself as a fan, I'm excited. We're about to make moves. We're about to go step. We're taking steps. Let's do it. Let's get back on the winning track. With who? The people who chose David Culley and Tim Kelly. Oh, hell. Like, I mean, immediately it has to jump to that. So, I mean, yeah, you can call me. People text in saying I'm trolling. I'm whatever. Maybe there isn't fans that feel that way. Maybe there isn't fans. Maybe people are just in there celebrating in the streets that these guys are going to be able to make the call again to bring in their second half of David Culley. I don't know. But to me, I don't know how you jump from that. Yeah, he's gone, but these jokers got to make the next decision. We'll hear from you, 713-572-4610, as David Culley, Tim Kelly are out, and we'll hear from your thoughts and continue to talk about this breaking news.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Big day in Houston as David Culley is out as head coach of the Houston Texans, as well as Tim Kelly as the offensive coordinator. And Clint, the two names that have been dropped, we got dueling reports. Adam Schefter, he reports Jerod Mayo, the linebacker coach for 2 years for the Patriots. And then Aaron Wilson reports that Brian Flores, the former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, would be the leading candidates for the Texans. So those are dueling reports. One saying that Brian Flores is a leading candidate, and then the other one saying Jerod Mayo is potentially the leading candidate. And I know for you, you would throw in a third of Josh McDaniels, and I think many people would. All right, kind of rank those three. Rank those three for you. If you had to, I'm not saying those are the three you would pick. I know Jerod Mayo damn sure would be in your situation.
I'm cool with the interview, Jerod. Be clear, I'm cool with the interview. He would have to just woo.
But to really blow. So rank those three for you that would make, not even make the most sense, but put the Texans in the best situation possible to win.
I think Josh McDaniels is by far and away the number one. I think you look at what system they've already been in offensively. I think the transition is smooth. I think he obviously fits and would be able to either manage Caserio and Easterby or be okay with whatever Caserio and Easterby want to do. And so that obviously would be a really good fit. He and Caserio have a even longer relationship than the 20 years in New England. He's got head coach experience, although it wasn't very good. He does have head coach experience, had to have learned from that. I think he's got experience dealing with a young quarterback. He's got experience in the building of building around that young quarterback and putting pieces in place that allowed him to play at least a playoff caliber level that we know right now. So for me, it's Josh McDaniels. I think it makes sense for this organization. I think it makes sense for the roster, and I think it's the best option of all the guys that have New England ties.
Yeah,
that's who I'd start with.
Yeah, I'd lean Flores. I think he is. I think he's the best head coach of them all. And then it'd be McDaniels. You like the offensive mind behind it. I'd like offensive minded coaches in this league to work with quarterbacks and young offenses. And then obviously Mayo on that. All right, some clarification on the contract part with David Culley. A lot of conflicting reports I've seen out there that it was virtually money-wise a 2-year deal at $4 million per. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, says this, that the Texans owe David Culley another $17 million over the next 3 years per source. So Culley walks away with roughly $22 million for one season as the Texans head coach.
Oh, man. It's good serious God. It's so unfair.
It's a serious mistake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look here, they can do what they want. That didn't affect the salary cap. They can do whatever the hell they can do whatever the hell they want with Cal McNair wants to throw money in the wind, I mean, I would imagine that was a big part of the conversation of why the Texans drug this thing out an extra couple of days to figure out what they want to do with David Culley more so than anything else. I think there was obviously some convincing on Cal McNair's that I think Jack and Nick probably had to sit down with Cal and say, look, I know it's a year sooner or maybe 2 years sooner than we thought, but we got to make a move, and here's why. Whatever that reasoning was from the GM to the owner, I would imagine there was some explaining that needed to be done if there was, you know, $17 million at stake there.
Yeah, $17 million, that's the latest there. $17 million over the next 3 years, roughly $22 million for him. Yeah, the Jerod Mayo one, man, and I'm nervous because I feel like that's the route. Like I feel like that's the route, and I just judge it off of history. It's the route, and it's small history with this group, but it's the route that would make the most sense from the Texan side of things, because I do think that now that we've learned, I did not think that when they first hired Nick Caserio, but I do believe Nick Caserio likes this as a GM driven team. I like this, the organization that is driven by the GM. I do think they prefer that. So I do think that he likes to have input in, and I feel like Jerod Mayo in his situation could give him the most impact in. And I don't know if he's the only person that I think likes to have input. That I think his partner in crime, Jack, probably likes to have a little input as well. So that's why the Mayo thing feels like history-wise would be the place to lean. And I'd feel better about Josh McDaniels, because I think Josh would have a little bit more of that. I think Josh would have a little bit more than Mayo. I think they would be working together more. Mayo would feel closer to the Culley situation to me. So that's why if it is those three, I am desperately hoping the other two.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think Caserio, I mean, obviously he's a GM. He wants to have say so in what the hell's going on, or he wouldn't be in the business, right? But there's I think Caserio would prefer, sure, he wants to be on the field, I'm sure. I mean, I've watched Nick Caserio on the field. He's either evaluating or he's jacking around with the receivers throwing balls. He's not hurting anything. I would see where a guy that came from the organization and understands that, right? An outsider would be a whole different deal. If I walked in there,
did you ever see the GM on the
No,
field
no,
like,
hell no.
Like he
hell no. No, 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 not at all. No chance. But my point is, if it was an outsider that came in,
even with Campo.
I mean, you think Jerry and Steven and them boys were out there I could smell the cologne when they walked out of the building. They were in suits, just absolutely. I mean, they were glad handing and bringing sponsors out there. They weren't worried about no damn. They weren't even evaluating talent. They had the scouts out there doing that. Yeah, no, hell no. I've never seen it, but that's the point is like that. That whoever they bring in here is going to understand that, hey, Nick Caserio, and look, it is what it is. And even if he wants to be on the headset, like I look at the headset thing differently than the way everybody else has from the jump. Like, is there a chance that he wants to be on the headset all the time to hear? Yeah, I think I could see where a general manager would want to be in the know and know what's going on, even when it's his guy and it's the right guys. I don't believe that Nick Caserio wants to be on the headset having to tell his head coach, David Culley, to let the other team score and then him not compute that or process that. Like, I don't think he wants to have that kind of input. I'm not at the point – like, I don't think he had that kind of input in New England for damn sure. He may have had a job and he was to manage a certain situation and chime in when that situation came up. But to sit up there and just openly speak to Belichick over during a game, I don't believe that. I never will believe that's part of what he wants to do is like overstep his bounds and be such a big part of the game that day from the press box. I think Nick Caserio would be okay hiring a guy and letting that dude coach. You know what I mean? Especially if it's a guy that is his go-to, that he's going to task with winning ball games, not just buying time with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, that is possible. He just hadn't shown that yet.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, no, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. He hadn't shown that yet with David Culley. That's for damn sure. Yes, and then I guess that's where I differ. Like, a lot of people look at how he's treated David Culley and go, that's how he's going to treat a coach. I don't think that's the case, especially now watching David Culley. Like, David Culley needed somebody to hold his hand. Like, if I were the GM, I'd have never hired him. But if I were the GM and I did hire him, a week into training camp, I would be like, oh, hell, I got to grab the reins. I've got to be a lot more involved than I wanted to be. And yeah, that continued to be the case moving forward.
And if it is Gerard Mayo, I would feel more towards the fact of he wants to be in control.
Yeah, yeah. But
and that, not as much of it, I need to.
Yeah, and to get back to that point that you made, like, I don't think it is guiding his head coach search. And it sounds like you do. Like, I don't think that he's going, okay, Gerard Mayo, I can handle this, I can do this, I can do whatever the hell I want to on this side of the bar, what to make whatever decisions I want.
Just basing it off of the
Culley deal, yeah.
The only time we've seen him hire a coach. That would be it. All right. We'll go to the lines. We'll hear some folks out here. Jason, your thoughts on all this news with the Texans today. Go ahead.
Okay, let me break it down for you real quick. So I don't feel sorry for Culley, but I'm gonna tell you why. Culley sit across that table and he took that job. Just like Gerard Mayo, he ain't never been a coach. He ain't coached nothing but a position. So he said across that table, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And give that man a high five when he's walking out the door, because he made more money than he probably has in his whole 20-year coaching career combined. So same thing with Mayo. So if you're going to bring Mayo in, you're in the same situation you was with Culley. He ain't never ran nothing. He ain't never been over nothing. So I don't think they'll make that mistake. I think Flores or what's his name?
McDaniels. We were
talking about from McDaniels from
New England.
New England is going to get that. It's going to get that offer. Listen, Houston Texans are not going to make this mistake twice. I know y'all don't have faith in them. I ain't got faith in them, but hindsight 50-50. But them fools know better right now, because Caserio, he did one thing right this year. He didn't trade Watson. He didn't give him away. Okay, so you got to give that man credit on that. Jack needs to be up there. He's like an ant. He's just on somebody's heels all the day. So this is a positive for the Houston Texans today. Culley gone. Culley gone. Now you got options. And you got some good options out there. Just make the right choice. I do not think Mayo is the man, because if that's the case, they're going to be in the same situation that they are with Culley a year from now, 2 years from now. They got to let him go.
All right, because I got you, Jason. I appreciate that call. I mean, you sold it, man. I don't know why y'all have any faith of him. Hell, I don't have any faith in him. But I think they're gonna make the right decision, because they can't make the wrong decision.
Yeah, look, I don't have a whole lot. Look, you asked the confidence level earlier. Look, I don't have a whole hell of a lot of confidence in anybody with the Texans right now making decisions. Cal McNair, Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby. Look, there's no reason. None of us have any reason. This is not Bob McNair. This is not Bill Belichick, right? I mean, there's no reason to have a ton of confidence in what the hell's going on over there. It don't matter if we're talking about when they hired Culley, when they fired Culley, when they hired Tim Kelly, when they won a damn game, or when they lost 13 of them. There's no reason to have confidence in what's going on. They got to earn that. And to me, in my opinion, this is a step in that direction. Operating with that sense of urgency show is a big, like, to me, it's one of the biggest. Like, I watched Jerry Jones draft dudes, and those dudes be trash. I mean, trash to the point, like, first, second rounders, where the veterans on the team, like, don't like dudes personally because they were drafted that early, right? And just Jerry would just keep on for two, three years trying to force these guys into starting rotation instead of just moving on from them. I mean, he drafted Quincy Carter earlier than he should have. Told everybody he was going to be better than everybody thought he was going to be. And he had troubles off the field. It was a disaster. And he tried to make Quincy the guy. He tried, because he didn't want to admit he was wrong. And So when you get into this kind of adversity, I just look at it like a big part of it is, hey, man, when you're wrong, nip it in the bud and move on. Whether it's a player and it's a trade, or it's a head coach and it's a disaster, if it's going to bring a bunch of backlash, regardless, if it's wrong and it's not, you're not moving in the right direction, hey, nip it in the bud and move on. Doesn't mean I have confidence. Doesn't mean I have confidence, Joe. But I do like the way that Nick Caserio appears to be acting with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, as we sit here, Tim Kelly, someone texting in, is Tim Kelly out? Yes, Tim Kelly is out. He is no longer the offensive coordinator, and it feels like a lot of coaches that maybe they brought in last year may not be here for long. We look at two of the candidates. I think Lovie Smith is an interesting one to watch, Clint. When you look at the two of the candidates, the two defensive-minded candidates, well, hell, the two that we know of, Josh McDaniels, we just feel is involved in this and somehow. But the two that we know, Jerod Mayo and Brian Flores, come from the Belichick system, right? Flores was his coordinator, took that same 3-4 system to Miami, and then obviously Jerod Mayo is a guy who played for him and has now been his linebackers coach the last 2 years. They run a completely different system than Lovie Smith does. And, well, you know, the one thing you hope is, I'm trying to think of the guys they brought in, they still seem to have some guys that can play either role in there, but you would stand to believe if it's one of those defensive coaches, Lovie Smith is one to watch because that's just a completely different system to come in. And I'd be surprised, like especially how Brian Flores, yep, if he came in and didn't run his defense.
No. If a defensive-minded head coach is hired, Lovie Smith is gone.
You think so? Now, there Absolutely. Is precedent. There is precedent. Now, Lovie is I don't want to say Hall of Fame-level coordinator, but he's a well-respected coordinator. Dick LeBeau was the defensive coordinator when Mike Tomlin took over the Steelers, and Tomlin was the coordinator for the Vikings before he got the job, and they kept him. But I do think they ran similar systems. Yeah. And I think that was probably a reason why I didn't change anything with Dick LeBeau, who was a legendary figure. I know you know very well in defense.
He's one of the best ever.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. But Lovie's the one to watch, and he's been the best coach and the best part of the team, and you've seen the most growth
That's the one for me, show that's the one I feel for, because Lovie Smith came in here after having a rough stint in college, and I think he, you talk about a prove it year, if an older defensive coordinator that's done a lot in this game can need a prove it year, Lovie Smith needed it, and damn it, he proved it. I think he's a guy that could end up not being here next year if they do end up hiring a defensive minded head coach. And I think if they hire a defensive-minded head coach, it's a no-brainer that he's
out. So.
I would think so. But he's a guy I would imagine he would get picked up with somebody pretty quick. The one thing that a lot of folks I see asking are the Lovie Smith running a 4-3 and Brian Flores, and really the Patriot way of playing defense is a 3-4. If we're getting down to the details, I really like the 4-3 better personally. But the 3-4, going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, guys will be fine. There'll be some guys that don't like Ross Blacklock would immediately be a guy that comes to mind that did not fit well in it last year.
Jonathan Grenard didn't fit as well in it.
Right,
standing up.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how those guys. Fit, but point is I don't think that's even a priority. Like, that's not even on the 4-3 to 3-4 conversation right now. Is way down the road of how they make these decisions.
All right, let's get one more in. Lonzo, I'll let you jump on in here. What's your thoughts on what's going on? Go ahead.
How y'all doing? I thought they should have kept David Culley because of the fact all they want is a puppy, and the next coach I really believe is going to be a puppy. Because I really think the general manager and Jack Easterby want that type of control. It's either my way or no way. So I actually think that the next coach also will be a puppet. That's why they're going with New England's coach. And I really don't think Brian Flores is coming here, because I don't think he's going to be nobody's puppet.
All right. Appreciate the call. Well, I don't know. Maybe they want a better puppet. I don't know.
Well, that's the interesting thing is if it's a guy that agrees to come here from the Patriot tree, it's not going to be a puppet. It's going to be a guy that sees through the same lens they see it from. That's okay with whatever. That's not a puppet to me means like somebody like Caserio would be forcing, like he did with Caserio. I mean, with Culley, like I'm gonna be on the field and I'm gonna be involved and I'm gonna be all in the middle of everything and make all the decisions and I don't give a damn what you think. Like when they bring their guy in here. If he is from the Patriot tree, then they're going to all be okay with all that. They're going to understand why Caserio is on the headset. They're all going to be together in understanding of that. It's the outsider that comes in that goes, wait a minute, you're going to do what? You're going to be on the headset during the game. Wait, you're going to be on the field in the middle of practice. Wait, you're going to hire my staff. That's the puppet aspect of things where, God, I hope they don't go that route again. That would be an absolute disaster if they go that route again.
Yeah, I would say that. I guess you got to feel better about Tim Kelly being fired. I mean, if they were going to keep him on, maybe that's a sign that they're moving in different directions. All right, this is breaking news throughout the day. Tim Kelly out, but more importantly, the head coach, David Culley, he is out after 1 year. We'll give you the parameters of his contract and how much he is actually going to get paid there, because at least he has that. And we'll try to figure out, right, what's the next step? What is the next step for the Texans?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.